Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm sitting with a long-time friend of mine, Chance Hawkins. Chance, we go back, what, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Chance Hawkins is an entrepreneur, talking before the podcast, has ownership or owns in, what, seven or more companies, right?
Yeah, it's growing.
Yes. So that's exciting.
A lot of places to focus.
That's awesome, man. Chance is a fellow online marketer. Oaklovemedia.com is his one of his business, but one of the businesses we're going to talk about is textcampaigns.com. That's one that you've launched recently, right? TXTcampaigns.com. Tell us, Chance, tell us a little bit about Text Campaigns.
Yeah, well, you know, since I work with a lot of different clients, I've realized that, you know, sending 30, 40,000 emails a month, a lot of those emails are not getting opened.
Right.
Of course, email is still a very good channel, and it's something that we like to do a lot. But, you know, when you're pulling 16% open rate, it seems like a lot of your efforts are just, you know, not being open, sent to spam folders, people are unsubscribing. Yeah. And so one thing that we wanted to do was start collecting cell phone numbers. And we thought, what's the best way to ask for a cell phone number?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you can ask someone, you know, hey, what's your cell phone number?
Right.
But it's kind of a private, you know, thing.
Why do you need to know that?
Yeah, they step back and they're like, wait, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to be calling me all the time or something? So, you know, in looking at different solutions, we decided that one of the best ways is to use a text campaign, something where they text the word, you know, to a number, and then it would then auto-respond with something that, you know, we're offering to them. So one of the first campaigns we did, we were actually, one of my clients, he went to the fair, and he brought this big mobile home into the fair. And, you know, you might spend anywhere between $20,000 to $40,000 for, you know, an event.
Okay.
And so we decided that we would just put up a poster that said text brochure to this number, and we would auto respond with the brochure.
Okay.
And so, you know, out of all the people that go through the, you know, Tulsa State Fair, then a lot of people would text brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And what was really interesting is that not only did we collect a lot of cell phone numbers, but we auto-responded with the brochure, but then when we responded again with a form to fill out and some other information, it was anywhere between 85 to 90% immediately opened it.
Wow.
And a lot of others, you know, trickled in later.
Mm-hmm.
But then out of that, a huge percentage of those people filled out the form.
Really? Wow.
And I guess because it was a text, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they did see the house, but it just let me know that, wow, this is going to be a channel that we could use.
Mm-hmm.
So we started utilizing it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the website, we would call out, you know, text schedule to this number, and then they would, you know, send a scheduling form, you know, for leads.
Okay.
Just getting a system together. And so, you know, one of my passions is product creation.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if I find something that works, then I just work on the product creation side to develop it. That way, you know, that way I can offer it to my clients and also expand from there. So that's how text campaigns came to be.
That's
we proved that it worked. We saw, you know, exactly how to do it and how to set up different campaigns, what to respond to people when they text in. And then we just built a product around it.
That's awesome. What would you say is the most exciting thing in your business right now?
The most exciting thing, it's funny, it's different for different parts of my business,
right?
I guess.
Well, yeah, you have so many businesses.
There's so many places to focus.
Right.
I think it's automation and scale.
Okay,
getting to the point where I'm not having to actively manage each piece before. You know, I see growth in it.
Okay.
I
like it.
It takes a while to be able to step back from something and see it increase and not just die.
Right.
So, you know, to be able to put those systems in place, that's exciting. And I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm able to, I guess, implement systems and track those results.
Right.
So that's nice.
That's awesome.
we've known each other for a long time, but what would you say is kind of the best business advice you've ever received?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple friends that have given me different advice. Mm-hmm. I'll mention two.
Okay.
And these is actually pretty recent, right. So it might be why, you know, I'm thinking it's the best. Mm-hmm. But one of my friends, he's made a lot of money, more money than anyone else I've known, mm-hmm. hundreds of millions a year, mm-hmm. you know, for a long career in business, multiple different businesses. And he told me that I need to find a product that I can sell to as many people as possible, mm-hmm. that has a very high reorder rate.
Okay.
So that's very like a subscription business, mm-hmm. something like that. Instead of focusing on, you know, high-end products, I could focus on something that's pretty much everyone can afford, something that solves a problem for a lot of people.
Right.
So I think that's good advice. It was reinforced by another friend who said, you know, I guess it's a popular saying, but it's, you know, cater to the classes and live with the masses, and cater to the masses and you live with the classes.
Okay.
You become very wealthy by catering to a lot of people.
Okay.
And so it's something that I've been thinking about. I've had to ponder, mm-hmm. you know, when I hear that, you know, there's other people who would say, no, you need to focus on marketing and selling products to those who have funds, mm-hmm. who have money, because they'll always have money and they'll always need something.
Right.
But it's just interesting to see the difference between those two.
Yeah.
And the other one, a buddy said, which I thought was very unique, I was asking him about, you know, hiring people, and he's made a lot of money as well. You know, a couple of years, he's made over $10 million a year, and he told me, he said, you need to hire someone for over $100,000. And he said, it sounds bad, but I'll tell you why. He said, because they'll get into debt. He said, hire them for enough money where they get into debt. Mm-hmm. They buy a boat, they buy the house they can't afford, they buy the car. He said, because if they do that, then they will, because they're in debt, they will have to work for you. They won't quit. They'll just work as hard as, you know, as they can, because they need that money. And wow. He said, if you pay them more than other people, then he said they won't want to leave. I mean, they won't be able to find the same type of job. Their living will be, you know, elevated, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he said that at that point, you can, you know, have high demands. Mm-hmm. You can expect a lot out of them. You'll know that they're committed. You'll know that they'll work hard, and it'll keep them motivated.
Right.
And I was having lunch with another mentor of mine, and I was telling him this story, and he actually said the best one to do it with is salespeople. If salespeople get into debt, mm-hmm. and they have to pay things, it keeps them hungry.
Right.
Because as soon as they become complacent, yeah. then they just stop working.
Right.
So
that's good.
I thought that's pretty good advice, and it's interesting. It's kind of it's something you won't hear often,
right.
But that was good.
Well, I know you're an active reader. Can you tell us, let's narrow it down to maybe the best or the top three books that you would recommend to our listeners?
Okay. I guess number one book that's changed my life is, of course, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian, so right. The Bible is definitely a staple. As far as books, I would say the books that have made me the most money, one of them being Grant Cardone's Closer Survival Guide.
Okay.
It has a lot of closes in there.
Yeah.
I've literally read that book or heard the audio, went into a sales situation, used a close, or even just thinking, you know, like the close. I may have created my own close, but it was mm-hmm. very simple.
Right.
And very easy to understand. Another book that I think is pretty good, a recent book, is Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
It's a good read. Very interesting, and I'm enjoying that book.
I remember when you and I first met, you gave me the 4-hour work week,
mm-hmm.
and it was like big. I was like, man, I don't have time to read this, you know? But I think it was probably a year or 2 years later, I read it and liked it.
He introduced a lot of ideas that were new.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who've copied, you know, his thinking, but, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he was influenced by other people as well, but that was, one of the first books that I really enjoyed.
We talked before that you do have a few podcasts that you listen to, right? Can you share with our listeners some other podcasts that you would recommend?
Yeah. Three podcasts come to mind. Ones that are really good. Number one, this podcast here, for sure. And another one is Neil Patel's podcast. Neil Patel is an online marketer. He's done really well, and he gives a lot of good nuggets.
Yeah.
It seems like every time you listen to it, you'll have something to take away from it.
Absolutely.
Digital Marketer Company, I think they're based out in Austin, but mm-hmm. they have a big conference that they do every year in San Diego, and they've really expanded.
And you got to go to the conference, right? Or you...
Yeah, I did go. Yeah. I went the year before last. Okay. And then I also got the stream last year.
And came up here, right?
Yeah. That was nice.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's nice too, because if you work a lot, you know, you can you can just watch the stream, right. Which is cool. But they do a really good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, I just listen around, listen to different podcasts, trying to get inspired by, you know, different. Sometimes I won't stick with one. I'll just, you know, kind of browse, see what's new,
right.
Get a couple of nuggets here and there.
Well, I know you're launching another business, which we won't talk about on this podcast, so we'll have to have you back so we can talk about that here maybe in the next few months to talk about the next business. But thank you, Chance, for being on.
Thanks for having me. There's
six other businesses we could probably talk about. wanted to check that out. But check out Chance Hawkins at textcampaigns.com, TXTcampaigns.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having us, Chance.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.